I'm Lorraine Mendez with a JIS Evening News for Monday, April 30. Coming up, over 1,000 students to sit CSEC Spanish orals free of cost. Prime Minister announces Youth Energy Corps Under Hope program and a drop-in center for the indigent to be opened in Ocho Rios next month. The news in detail after the break.
Learn and save while you earn. Apply now to the National Service Corps program. Are you 18 to 24 years old, not working, not going to school? Then this opportunity is yours for the taking. Get core skills and on-the-job training. Learn about documentation and digitization, geographic information systems, environmental management, and so much more, and save while you earn. Application forms available at heart-nta.org. Call 1-888-432-7868 or visit the nearest Heart Trust NTA National Youth Service or Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning office for more information.
Now the news. 1,025 students in Regions 3 and 4 will sit the Caribbean Secondary Examinations Certificate CSEC Spanish Oral Exams free of cost this year. This after the Spanish Jamaican Foundation presented a check valued at $1.4 million to the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information to cover the exam fees. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reed says the funds will go a far way in ensuring more students are able to sit Spanish at the CSEC level. He adds that increasing the capacity of Jamaicans to speak more than one language will boost the country's tourism sector.
This, what you're doing here, is really an investment in Jamaica's long-term development. Ensure Jamaica can participate properly in this new globalized economy. This is an outstanding contribution and investment in the education and empowerment of the young people of Jamaica.
Senator Reid was speaking at the handing over ceremony at the ministry on Monday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced plans to form a Youth Energy Corps under the Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment Hope program. He says one of the first duties of the Corps will involve public education about the solar-powered lanterns distributed under a pilot project being rolled out across 7 constituencies in the corporate area.
I'm hoping that Lieutenant Colonel Rickman has actually started that process. So he will be in touch with the 7 MPs who have been selected for the pilot, for them to identify within their constituencies persons who could be trained in both the support and in terms of maybe the social enterprise that could come as a result of trying to get this to replace open flame lighting sources.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at a ceremony on Monday where 500 lamps were handed over to members of Parliament of communities that have been affected by domestic fires. An initial 5,040 solar lanterns were procured by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica at a cost of $44,380. Following the pilot, the majority of the units will be handed over to the Social Development Commission for wider distribution. A drop-in center for the indigent is to be opened in Ocho Rios. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie is slated to open the new center as part of a planned visit to St. Anne in May. He will also attend the regular monthly sitting of the St. Anne Municipal Corporation. Parish Council Chairman and Mayor of Ocho Rios, Councillor Michael Belnavis, says the opening of the center will be done in 2 phases.
The elements on the street need to be recognized and dealt with. So the humane thing to do is to create an environment where they can be cared for, where they can be clothed, washed, bathed, medicated, and at the same time given hot meals. For phase one, it will be a drop-in center. For phase two, we'll accommodate some level of sleep-in in a kind of pseudo-infirmary type accommodation.
The secured facility will be located near the fire station in Ocho Rios with the capacity to accommodate 25 people. And Jamaicans are being encouraged to familiarize themselves with the provisions of the Occupational Safety and Health OSH Bill. The legislation addresses safety and health in the Jamaican workplace within a framework that also seeks to balance the competing interests of employers and workers.
Where the Occupational Health and Safety Bill is concerned, I believe that going forward, we should not just use this bill as a compliance tool, but certainly we should use it for the purposes of education. So I'm encouraging persons to familiarize themselves with the provisions of this bill, as it now is. And the copies are available. You can view the bill online.
Minister of State in the Labour and Social Security Ministry, Xavier Main. The OSH bill can be viewed on Parliament's website at japarliament.gov.jm. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.